Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Thanks to VideoDoc. See a GP online anytime for prescriptions and sick notes. Download the VideoDoc app. VideoDoc.ie.
This is Ciara and this is a Lunchtime Live podcast from News Talk. If you like what you hear, don't forget that you can subscribe via the app or on iTunes and make sure to check us out at newstalk.com/lunchtimelive. Thanks for listening.
Okay, take a little listen to this.
There are two big differences between the National Broadband Programme and the National Children's Hospital. First of all, we haven't signed any contracts yet, so we haven't made any huge financial commitment. But also secondly, because of the public-private partnership, it actually the cost will be spread over 30 years. And the users will, of course, make a contribution to the cost. So it is quite a different project to the National Children's Hospital.
When can people expect a decision on this, Taoiseach?
I would like to made it by now. I'd certainly like to have it made by Easter. I know everyone says that the government blames everything on Brexit, but one thing we do have to take into account is Brexit. If we're in a no-deal scenario in a couple of weeks' time, we'll be looking to find hundreds of millions of euros to bail out the beef industry, to save jobs in agri-food, to save jobs in small exporters around the country. That'll be where we're looking. That'll be the money we're looking for rather than money for additional infrastructure. And
that was to be Leah Varadkar speaking to Shane Coleman this morning on News Talk Breakfast about whether or not we have a plan or no plan at all when it comes to national broadband. And indeed, what is it going to cost us? We've been talking for many, many weeks here on the station about the Children's Hospital and about what it is overrun. Where are we at with rural broadband? And does it remain the best option for delivering online access to rural Ireland? Joining me now to discuss this is Michael Fitzmaurice, Independent TD. Michael, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Ciara. How are you?
Tell me this. What do you make of where we're at currently in terms of delivering broadband?
Well, I think if you listen to the Taoiseach's comments in the Dáil and probably on the interview that you're going to play, we're being conditioned at the moment to nearly feel guilty of what it will cost through no fault of the people that require it, but through, and I have talked about this many a time, in 2016 I was in for the 80 days or 85 days of government talk. There was 340 or 50,000 houses that what I would have called the nice apples in the tree. And it was this war black and blue to us within it, the department, that contract would not be given out to anybody because we needed to put the whole broadband package together.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, 3 months later, and if you note what they said because of EU state aid rules. But ironically enough, Ciara, if you listened in the last few days, the EU are willing to sort of go back and ease off on the state aid rules when you put a case to them of be it financial pressure on the likes of Brexit or for the reasons that I outlined if the case was pushed. But unfortunately, that was our fatal mistake by putting out that contract. Now at the moment, in my opinion, if you listen to the words of the Taoiseach, he has said it's going to cost many multiples. It was his words. On top of that, he said that other infrastructural projects after 2020 may suffer.
Mm-hmm.
And the fiasco goes on. And I believe that we are being conditioned for a big bang in at Easter time.
Where they say that this isn't going to happen.
Yeah, that I believe that this is what they're doing. They're talking about this since 2012. If you only put up a few kilometres every year, you'd nearly have it covered with what was required. There is also a spanner thrown in the works over the last few weeks. If you have heard, other service providers have said that they are, and if you read into the details, some of them have said that they are increasing the internet service, but it is mainly in towns. Other service providers have said they will try and go to rural areas. But they have been very clear in saying, and this is where the waters, in my opinion, are muddied, that you have to bring fixed broadband to certain areas before they can beam it. And I think, to be honest about it, it's all up in the air at the moment.
I think you're not wrong on two things. It is all up in the air, but I also, hearing the between the lines in the same way you are, I suspect we're going to hear some kind of change of plan as well. You get the sense of that. But are they perhaps right? Let's be honest, Michael, are they perhaps right to change the plan? Because technology moves at such a rapid pace, and there are people talking about in the future what we will see is not the kind of broadband we currently have, fibre-based broadband. That isn't the way things are going to go. We're going to see phone-based, airwaves-based broadband that is going to work in a kind of a 5G system. Should we hang on and wait for the cheap, deliverable way rather than throwing good money after bad?
Well, the first thing is, Ciara, and you are well familiar with the planning regulations in this country and the amount of different objections, and the amount of mass you would need for 5G will be the first thing. The second thing is that it is on the record by the providers that will beam it from place to place that they need fixed broadband brought to certain areas. So we are not going to ever get away from bringing fixed broadband, even if you're beaming it, to other areas around
that. True enough, but we wouldn't be going up every boreen with a cable. We'd be going to masts at pivot points that would beam from there. It would still be a different, cheaper way.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be prudent? I always believe in plan A and plan B, and I've talked about this a long time. We are, since 2012, looking at broadband. We have got several promises, one after another.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be prudent that if you were looking at plan A, and that you always have to have a plan B, that if you said, well, if this doesn't work out, and we have seen a situation where there was three or four people tendering, it has come down to one, which makes the situation probably, look, if there's only one person going to supply something, it gives them the upper hand. There's no point in anyone cutting themselves. But on top of that, wouldn't you be looking at plan B to have it to roll out straight away in case plan A wouldn't work?
Yeah.
And this department, in my opinion, and look, it is well known the rows I had at the time of the government talks with that department, because I believe that there isn't an earnest effort being made to get broadband into those rural areas. And you may say, and rightly so, and taxpayers may say, well, look at the cost. What is the cost of having regional areas, not developing, to the detriment of Dublin, where they are
congested,
people are congested, kind of get a home,
can I ask
homeless.
You one last question, Michael, just because of timing. What are people on the ground in your constituency? You're in Roscommon, Galway. What are people in those areas saying? How hindered are they for the lack of broadband?
I'll tell you what has happened at the moment, and it has caused major consternation in rural areas. There is a service provider that got a contract to do something over 350,000, and they outlined the areas that we're doing. And I'm not saying that they didn't do that. They did do that. They are doing that. But what has happened is they are maybe going along a road, and there could be five houses left at the end of the road, and they're being left without broadband. And that is causing consternation everywhere as part of that contract that was allowed by the department. On top of that, people are getting weary, tired of promises from this government. If you were 7 years hearing about something, and now the Rolls-Royce is going away from you again, that it looks to be even further away than ever, you get fed up and you become an unbeliever, to be quite frank about it.
All right. Look, thank you for speaking to us. That is their TD, Michael Fitzmaurice, independent TD. Let us know how you're fixed. Are you somebody who can't get broadband? You're stuck somewhere where there's no coverage? One of the things I know that when we've talked about this before is people are in quite large towns. They're not in isolated remote places, but they're in quite large towns regionally that can't get good broadband. And if you are somebody of a technical disposition, are we moving towards these ideas? People are texting in about fixed wireless access and about 5G and about other forms and other ways of delivering broadband, that perhaps the plan is becoming obsolete because of technology advancing in the interim when we didn't do anything with the plan, and maybe it's actually worked to our advantage. Maybe not. 53106, let me know what you think.